So there are.
But we've already got P&D meeting expense policy in the first half as a concrete goal.
You know, I
you,
still
do you,
think
you see
I,
what I'm saying? Like one section's gold and one section's kind of, hey, here's what we're working on.
You know, I think it's part of the motion that these, right, again, that these are the things that we are working on, are working with other areas to accomplish. But I don't think it, I mean, I certainly would not strike them. I think that this should be part of that, as a finance committee, that we are looking at other at aspects of the whole financial structure in order to improve, save, create infrastructure, or to help the other organizations to be more efficient and to be a more of a consultant to those to management also. So I definitely would not strike these. I think that this would this is like basically part of what we're trying to do as a group. And again, we have a role as a consultant with management and LSBs and PNB, as well as our basic responsibility to look at the financials and to do that process part.
Madam Chair, in that spirit, could we move to separate?
May I speak to that first?
Sure.
Thanks. I would like to say that I felt pretty much the same way that Brian did when I was trying to think about what exactly are we trying to say here in our goals. I separated all of those things at the bottom to a separate category, ongoing projects, because I felt like I did not see specific goals for our committee in them, and I didn't want them mixed in with what looked to me to be a pretty substantial workload of things that we've been talking about. But on the other hand, they were materials which you and perhaps Dave and other people had provided, and I recognize the importance of these topics which are coming up and which relate to the work that we're doing. And so I think that by leaving them in the document labeled ongoing projects and concerns, I'm perfectly fine striking it. I'm perfectly fine leaving it in. It's because it's a little bit of a roadmap of you know where we are. These are concerns that we're aware of at this moment. And when we look at this again next year, some of these may have actually evolved to actual goals to move to the top. So I really am comfortable with either striking or leaving it in. That's my own take on it.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Terry?
Sure. Please.
Yeah, I think the CFO's motion to separate is a motion to divide and is likely to pass as a substitute motion to the motion to strike.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll withdraw the motion to strike so we can entertain the motion to divide.
Okay.
Makes more sense to me.
Is there more discussion? Is there did someone go? Someone come? Can we do a quick roll call?
We'll accomplish a roll call if we
vote. Okay.
Roll call on the motion to divide.
Okay. Okay. Is there further discussion?
Dave, I'm here. I just got in.
Okay. Good, Dave. We're going over our the motion on the proposed goals and objectives for 2007. Okay. So what we're about to do now is to dividing the if you have Terry's minutes, so we're dividing the first part, the finance planning models and financial reporting oversight policies and the ongoing projects. So we're about to vote on that we'd like to divide those now.
Okay, I'll just abstain because I haven't heard the discussion, so don't bother taking the
okay,
time.
Cool. Okay, so is there further discussion? Okay, shall we vote?
Okay.
Okay, we'll have the secretary.
On the motion to divide the proposed goals and objectives from the ongoing projects, how do you vote? Dave Adelson.
Abstain.
Rudy Bediaco. vote.
Yes.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
Yes.
Jane Gatewood.
Yes.
Terry Goodman votes yes. Lonnie Hicks.
Yes.
Sandra Rawline continues absent. Bertold Reimers continues absent. Thomas Ruffin continues absent. Bob Sanborn continues absent. Does the chair wish to vote?
I don't need to.
Then the vote is, the motion passes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yes, 1 abstain.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
6 yes, 1 abstain. The motion passes unanimously.
Okay, great. Okay, so Nia would like to vote on the motion for to approve the finance planning models and financial reporting oversight. Is there further discussion about the motion?
Could I ask that the motion be read?
Could you do that for me, please? Thank you.
Okay. Well, the motion to is as divided is to approve the proposed goals and objectives for 2007 as they appear in Appendix A of the minutes of the prior meeting, not including the section on ongoing projects.
Okay.
It was rather long, but it's not too long to read, so.
I'll just look it up. If you've already read it, so it's on the record, I'll just look in the file you sent.
There are 7 points.
It has not yet been read.
Yeah, what's the body's pleasure? Let me go ahead and read it. 1, work towards integrating the budget process with meaningful planning and goal setting. Paren, ongoing. 2, initiate steps to identify the long-term impacts of existing salary models within the network and exploration of options. Paren, 300 days. Financial reporting and oversight policies. 3, review and approve a network-wide financial policies and procedures manual. Paren, 45 days. 4, work with CFO to increase timeliness, clarity, and consistency of financial reporting, including but not limited to A, review and approve a standard network-wide chart of accounts, paren 60 days. B, implement quarterly headcount as approved by the PMB. 5, review and approve budgets for all network units in a timely fashion, paren ongoing beginning now with completion by August 30th, paren 180 days. 6, review and approve a PMB meeting expense policy to include director responsibility for the additional expenses of late reservations, early arrivals, extra stays, and long-distance phone calls billed to hotel rooms, paren 90 days. 7, review and approve a policy to guide investment of restricted endowment funds and cash surpluses, paren 120 days.
Can I have a point of information?
Sure, go ahead.
Have you guys already discussed this? Because I don't want to
open up
a can of worms
We have discussed it extensively.
Can I just ask the question of where the discussion about looking at the financial impact of different staffing models would go in this range of goals? I don't see it anywhere in the document, but I know I've raised it a number of times.
Number 2.
It's not in the section you're about to vote on?
Yes, it's there.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it's adopting that as a long-term, as a goal.
Okay, I didn't understand that. Yeah, I'm sorry. Pardon me.
Sure. Okay. Okay, so are we prepared? Is there further discussion on the motion as read by the Secretary?
Discussion here.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, Lonnie here.
Oh, please, go ahead.
Well, I hate to do
okay,
this.
Okay, can I ask one thing, Lonnie? It's like 6:28, so can you kind of like limit it to like, you know, three
minutes? Oh, that was
minutes.
So gentle. I'll do my best, but you know some of these, you know, they're just not clear. And let me just go through. I think that I hate to move to divine, but I think number 1 is fine. Number 2 is fine. Number 3, I think we're making headway. I don't have a problem with it. Number four, I'm not sure it's clear. I would move to divide. Number five, except for 4B, I think that's clear. Number five, I don't have a problem with. I think that number six is before us in terms of travel policy. And we can amend it, but I think it's before. So, and number seven, I think we're working at that. There's a little work group going on that one. So the one I have the most problem with is number four.
4A?
Yeah.
This is the one that we discussed for about 45 minutes.
45 minutes, yeah.
So, and I thought we went over in terms of what the requirements were, and we set those out. So, we have, like you said, we have a network, and see, I don't know if review and approve or if it's like review and implement.
Yeah.
Because
we have
it. So shall we entertain like a change in the language there? Review and implement?
The one that will work for me is a review and itemize chart of account policy as discussed. Because we did come up with some specific points to implement some of the concerns.
Review and itemize?
Yeah, itemize what those are, the bullet points you were talking about.
Uh-huh.
And have that be the resolution at this point of how we will attack this problem.
So can you just restate that again, how you would like that to be written?
To review and implement the four-point chart of account procedures. And then at some point we'd include those in a minute. That is printing out the budget, identifying which accounts require more detail, printing out the chart of accounts, and have that be at least the first step. That certainly can be done in 60 days of implementing a standard network-wide chart of accounts.
Okay, so your language is review and implement procedures for a standard network-wide chart of accounts?
Yes, in terms of the bullet points that we've already discussed.
Right, but there may be more, so can we just call those procedures?
Yeah, just to have those be the procedures as at least the first step toward implementing.
Okay, is there further discussion or comment about this change in the language? Is there any objections to that?
Can I ask a question?
Sure, please, Dave.
He gave a very specific list of things. Is there any way to just fold in that specific list of things so when we come back to it, we don't spend the time sort of working out what we meant by it?
I can try, and you guys can tell me if I'm crazy. It would be, one, improve local reporting of general ledger account detail. And two, clarify relationship between local general ledger accounts and national budget line items.
Was that? It seemed to me like he had one or two others. Was that all of it, Lonnie?
Input budget into station the station account, and then print out the general ledgers for LSDs and the treasurer on request.
Does it make sense to other people to include that list explicitly for time-saving purposes in the future?
I would think that we could use it as our in the minutes, but because there could be more procedures than just that. That's why I used it.
We could just say at a minimum. We could say at a minimum, including.
We got the first step.
Jane. Sure.
Yeah. So if I understand you, Brian, you're suggesting that would replace the current item A, which is review and approve a standard network-wide chart of account, and instead of that, it would be the points you mentioned, which were, once again, could you read that one more time?
Well, just a second. Let me just interrupt for a second. We said review and implement procedures for standard network-wide chart of accounts, and then you can put underneath there the procedures or we can use it. So the question is whether we should put this in the motion or whether we should have this in our minutes. So that was the question.
I would like it to be in the motion.
Okay, so can we just put it as a bullet underneath the basic? So if you could just go over those four procedures, Brian. I think that's what you wanted to.
I heard Terry typing when I was speaking. He seems to stand.
I've got three.
Go for it, Terry.
Review and implement procedures for a standard network-wide chart of accounts, including but not limited to: 1. Improve local reporting of general ledger account detail. 2. Clarify relationship between local general accounts and budget line items. 3. Encourage business managers to provide account detail to local station boards or treasurers upon request.
May I speak to that?
Sure.
That language would actually replace the introduction to that, where it begins, work with CFO to increase timeliness, clarity, and consistency of financial reporting, including but not limited to. Is that right? Brian, were you originally suggesting replacing that?
No, these would be sub-points.
Under that.
Yeah.
So the original, the introduction can stand, and then... So I don't think we want to say including but not limited to. Well, we could. We could say it twice.
Sure,
well,
why don't you read the whole thing as it would be amended? The whole
before
item
we do that, can I make a substantive point about it?
Sure, go ahead.
And can I get on the stack after Dave, please?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to hear a change in the language because I'm a little concerned about the phrasing, encourage business managers to, there was something about giving information to LSBs, and this relationship of things being unclear and optional, and the board is sort of encouraging staff to cooperate with governance, to me is a little bizarre. What we should be doing is defining what is a reasonable expectation for the LSB to get through a reasonable process, and it's not a matter of an encouragement. We've agreed that that's what the, you know, how it's going to work. I don't know some concise way to indicate it that way, but what we should do is, you know, establish a consistent accepted practice for LSB queries to business managers or something like that.
So which one of the items, Terry, can you, or
it was
Brian,
towards the end.
Can you just read the item the way it was?
Yeah, what I had was encourage business managers to provide account detail to LSBs or treasurers upon request.
And what is your issue with that, Dave?
Well, encourage them means like, you know, gosh, you guys really should do that. I mean, I don't like that relationship. There should be some clear, like if we want to, we could find out from the business managers or go through some process to get some actual procedure. How about approve a procedure by which detail is requested and provided to, requested by and provided to LSBs by business manager or something like that. So it's not like we're just kind of saying, hey guys, how about doing it?
Okay.
How about recommend business managers provide account detail to LSBs or treasurers upon request? or demand.
Not what I like, but Rudy wants to talk, so I'll wait my turn again.
Well, Dave, that you said exactly what I wanted, because encouraged to me, sometimes I think some stuff is too optional. And,
yep.
And as a result, you know, folks, you know, they move at a pace that's not good for the foundation. So I think that we need to make it clear that we could say something to the effect that business managers are responsible for providing treasurers with detail ledger printouts when requested.
But,
I mean, I don't know if that's too unpacifica in but
Madam
you know
Chair?
Something to that effect.
Just a second, please. Now, are you through, Baruti?
Yes, I'm. Yes.
Okay, you wanted to say, Dave?
Yeah, I just think that what we're talking about is a discussion, and maybe that's not the discussion we want to have now. We just want to put it up on our list of things we got to get done. So maybe the statement should just be addressed, establish a policy on the establish a policy on how LSBs get budget details from business managers.
Brian here?
Uh-huh, sure. Go ahead.
I think Dave's right that we're confusing the solution with the goal, and the goal is to create a solution. But am I mistaken in thinking that this third point is a little bit redundant if the first point is to improve, I forget what the exact wording was, but to improve reporting of a general ledger account details? What was the first bullet, Terry?
Improve local reporting of general ledger account detail.
I think that says the goal. You know?
That's what I thought. But, okay.
Maybe we could just kill that bullet altogether. I mean, and we'll figure
out. If we all know what we mean by it, why not?
Okay.
That leaves me
okay.
with two.
Okay. can you read those? Or
improve local reporting
or?
Of GO account detail. Clarify relationship between local general ledger accounts and budget line items.
Okay. Okay, Lonnie, do you have a comment there?
Oh, no, that's fine.
Okay. Is there further discussion on this? So are we prepared to vote on the motion? Okay. Is there an objection to the motion? Okay, if there's no objection, then so moved. Okay, now we could go to the second part of the motion that was divided, the ongoing project. So shall we have discussion on this?
Have we approved that one amendment to that one section, or have we approved the whole goals with that one with that amendment?
Well, I know
we just amended item four.
Well,
we can approve it again.
Yes.
As amended.
Right.
I move to approve as amended.
Okay. Are there any objections to approving the motion as amended with item 4A? Okay. So moved. Thank you. Now, shall we go to the second part of the motion? The motion on the ongoing projects as part of their goals and objectives. So is there more discussion? Or we're on, can we just do a time check in terms of where we are on this? Let's see. We're kind of past that now. Can I just make a move to move this to to later in the meeting, since we've discussed this a lot, and we've kind of spent a little bit more time on it than what we had set in our agenda. So, but my agenda wasn't quite correct in terms of the time anyway. So shall I make a motion? Is there any objection to moving this and then get to the other items on the agenda, then discuss this before our where we've called the order of the. Before 9:30 or whatever time. Yes,
so a second.
Okay, thank you. There's a second.
Object.
You object?
Yeah, I'm anticipating that we can approve without objection the amendment and then the whole thing.
Okay, then. All right, then I thank you, Terry, for your optimism there. Okay, so is there further discussion on this item on the ongoing projects?
No, we already did approve the amendment on the top part, Terry.
Okay.
No.
You want to approve the bottom part. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. The expand to complement and then the whole thing.
Excuse me. Okay. Is there further discussion on this, on the ongoing projects as part of a motion to approve?
It's Brian here.
Sure.
I guess I just don't understand what the point is of, like, voting to approve a list of ongoing projects. Either they're ongoing or they're not. Is this a mandate? Are we setting goals? You know what I mean?
Well, I hear what you're saying, but I don't really know what you mean. Because I think that in suggesting these is really to set in terms of what the Finance Committee, in terms of the objectives. And again, I think it's just a basic, I guess, not agreeing on what the role of a Finance Committee is. I think that the role of in any organization, the role of finance is not only in terms of process, but it's also to consult and give advice and counsel to the operations area. And this part of the motion acknowledges our role in that, in as a finance group. So if you know, so I think that that's where I think you and I disagree on this, and that that the role, again, the role of finance is not just in terms of process, but it is to counsel the operations part. And this, in this part of the motion acknowledges our role in that. Is there more discussion?
What's the issue?
We're talking about voting on this ongoing projects section that was at the bottom. It dealt with the PMB meeting expenses, legal expenses, new partners initiative, and archive restoration project. It does not set forth specific goals for our committee, but it acknowledges that these are projects that are ongoing at this time that have financial implications.
Well, in that case, I think it reads like a current list of activities. And one of the things, if I were on the board or anyone else, I would want to know sort of where we are with some of those. Either we've accomplished them, they're in process, or there are new initiatives with a timetable.
Right.
I mean, the list is, some of them have been done. Some of them are in process. Some of them are fairly new.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there more further discussion? Questions?
Well, my motion would be to accept these as representative of the current, some of the current activities of the Finance Committee, and have that be attached to our report to the board.
Exactly. I agree with that.
But where is the Finance Committee, for instance, identifying creative sources within the network and the community at large that expand the mission?
Point.
Well, I think that we had said we wanted to change the language somewhat on some of these, but I think we had
Jane. I would like for your motion to table to be I would like to vote on that.
Well, I'll withdraw my objection if people are going to continue to discuss what doesn't need discussion.
Well, I withdraw my motion to table because that again, you know, let me just make the point one more time. The role of finance is not just process. The role of finance is to provide counsel to the operations part of the organization. And if you acknowledge that that is the role of finance, which Lonnie and I, and I don't know who else have worked in finance, but we know that that is, in fact, that's your major role. That's how you make your impact. That's what Lonnie does when he gives his report. It's in terms of counseling the PNB and the ED.
And that's what these, now we can work on the language, but that's what these do, these areas, that's exactly what it's doing. And so, I mean, and so I can't make it any clearer that this is what finance does. And to not acknowledge this and not to say that, you know, we do have that this finance group acknowledge that and will be there to help these things happen is to not acknowledge what our role is. It's not to understand that that's what finance's role is. So
the reason I wanted us to table is because there seems to be some concern about the wording on this, and I thought that if it comes up at our next meeting, which is just a few weeks away, that we could bring it back, and people hopefully will take a look at each of these items, and if they have any problems with the wording of them, they can bring it up promptly.
Well,
that's why I wanted to table it to the next meeting.
Well, I guess I would support that. Here's my reason. It's that, you know, there's a fine line between one of the functions of the Finance Committee is to make recommendations to the board. That's
clear.
That's straightforward. And then the issue, though, is whether or not Finance Committee, from its perch, can, in fact, say direct business managers in an operational sense. There's a difference between consulting and directing, and we get to that conversation. Some of us wanted to direct, some of us wanted to consult. that sometimes we go back and forth between the two. So maybe it bears some discussion, and tabling is appropriate.
Okay, so we want to vote on tabling. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, is there further discussion? Okay, so is there objection to tabling? Yes.
Can I request a roll call?
Yes, please.
Dave Adelson on the motion to table to the next meeting. Dave Adelson will pass because he's dropped off. Rudy Bediako. Rudy Bediako.
Are we there?
Brian Edwards Speaker.
Yes.
Yes. Jane Gatewood.
Yes.
Yes. Terry Goodman. No. Lonnie Hicks.
Yes.
Yes. Shall I pass the chair?
I'll vote. I vote no also.
Back to Dave Adelson.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the vote. I'll abstain.
Barudi Bediako. No vote from Barudi Bediako. Two ayes, two noes. The motion fails.
Okay. So
I heard three ayes, myself, Jane, and Lonnie.
Yeah.
Three ayes. Right. The motion. Motion to table succeed. You're correct. That's Brian, Shane, and Lonnie.
Okay. All right. Okay, then. So let's proceed to the next. We'll bring this up to the next meeting on the 28th, I believe. Right. Okay, so the next item on the agenda was the Finance Policies and Procedures Manual, and there was an action item, which I think someone did not do. Meaning me. So the question has anyone had an opportunity to go in and look at the Finance Policies and Procedures Manual? And perhaps, Lonnie, you can tell us what feedback or anything you've gotten so far. And I can also let you know that the meeting between the joint meeting has been set up for, Nia Bediako set it up, I think, for the 18th, and I think we do have the call-in number also for that.
What time on the 18th?
Let me just find it right here in my mail.
Okay. Motion passed by this committee was that it be Monday, June 18th at 8 p.m. Eastern.
8 p.m. Okay, great. It's on KPF. She says it's on KPFTX calendar.
Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. Welcome on board.
Hey, I'm sorry I'm late. I'm just now getting home from work.
Okay, so that's June the 18th at 8 p.m.?
That's what we pass.
Okay. Let me just check the calendar because it's supposed to be on there. I can just let you know. Or, sure.
And I'll mention that a sub-item of what we were just discussing on committee goals is subcommittees and work groups. And so I'll presume that that discussion is postponed.
Hello, sorry about that. 18th, 8 p.m., yes. Okay. And the Pacific, okay, so Lonnie, have you gotten any other feedback on this? Or on the Policies and Procedures Manual?
Nothing substantial, Madam Chair. I've got two or three kinds of comments. So one is like points of clarification, and people felt overwhelmed looking at it. The other one that was patient-specific stuff. People were feeling, well, I'd like to have this for my station. And I was saying, well, we have to decide how to handle patient-specific items. And that may be an appendix, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. But also, people felt they needed more time to look it over. So
Yeah.
My only recommendation would be maybe when we take it up, I can walk people through it and thereby help with the clarification issue, at least certainly in terms of intent. But I'd be happy to do that, but, you know, again, it is time.
Terry on spec.
Sure, Terry.
I can't. The place where I have the document stored is not accessible to me now, so I can't confirm whether or not it's included. But in reference to a discussion we had earlier about treasurers hearing from their business managers, the national office has recategorized an expense or an income item. Can the Financial Policies and Procedures Manual include as part of the regular procedure, an email notification to business managers and maybe even treasurers whenever the national office has recategorized an income or expense item from the way it was originally posted, along with an explanation of why the recategorization?
I'd like to have support. Yeah, that would be great to do. And we'd like to have the stations do it too, because sometimes it will change an account. Or we change how they book an account. You'll see accounts being booked, and then it stops in the middle of the fiscal, and then you wonder where the booking was going after that. I think that's a good idea, that there be a notification process.
So
that way there can still be complaints, but there can't be the complaint that they weren't notified, hopefully.
So the feedback that you get on the policies and procedures, how do you plan to handle that? This will be, you'll make any changes or after we have our joint meeting?
Well, I'll do them in red and send it back out.
Uh-huh.
So if you get them to me, I will insert them in red so we'll clearly see what changed from the day we had the conversation.
Okay.
And also, there's this, you know, the folks on the audit committee, they have their own questions. So I made, you know, the issue of how to include their feedback. And since we're coming up on the 18th, I know there'll be some last-minute items. So, and that would that be our next opportunity to look at this, or are we meeting before then? I'm trying to see.
No, we meet on the 28th.
Well, it looks like the audit committee, as it looks at the financial policies and procedures and us, are on the 18th, and maybe we have to set a deadline, something like the 12th, so that all changes and suggestions be in by then, so that they can be looked at as we meet with the audit committee.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good to me. So we'll put that in our minutes, and then we'll send it out to the PNB.
Yeah.
Bonnie, if you run this by the business manager again.
What's that?
I'm wondering if you run the procedures manual by the business managers for feedback.
Yes. Yes, and what they tended to come up with is station-specific items. And I said, well, maybe we can add those in an appendix form. And I do have a few of those policies that the station managers have, not station managers, business managers have suggested, and I will include them after I get all comments on the 12th, and I'll send it out on the 13th, so we'll have it by the 18th.
Okay, very good, very good. I'm sorry, but did we do the Pacifica Station billback policy?
No. Nope.
Okay. Shall we go to that?
The 12th, Madam Chair, though, just to clarify that all last chance on the for financial policies and procedures and comments by the 12th.
Right, that will go in our minutes. I think Terry has that. Okay.
Terry?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Basically, I'm hoping that details of the National Office to Station Billback Policy that clarifies when an expense is a national expense and when an expense is a local expense be included in the Financial Policies and Procedures Manual.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, I will do.
Two instances come to mind.
Brian, if you could just identify yourself when you start talking, that would help.
I'm sorry, I should wait to be recognized if I'm getting
that
tired.
That too, but if not, you can at least identify yourself.
Brian on Stack?
Sure, go ahead.
Thanks. So one would be, it's confusing to me how the billbacks work around elections expenses.
Which one is that, Brian?
Elections expenses. I was going over the expenses from last year's election. It looks like KPFA was picking up 31% of the national election supervisor's salary. I'm wondering, A, why that's not part of regular central services, and B, why it's getting apportioned to 31%. Is that prorated by share of the total organization's operating budget or what? The other thing was, apparently our general manager has been notified by the national program coordinator that we'll be getting billed back for upcoming national specials. And we were informed at our last meeting that the national office is expecting a large surplus in its programming budget. So I'm wondering why programming expenses are getting billed back to the stations this year. So those are the types of things you might want to address in terms of bill backs in this manual.
Yes.
Okay. So are there other, so this, the whole issue of Pacifica Station billback policy, who brought that forth as an issue initially?
Terry, that's why I was first on
the
back.
So could you please, Terry?
Yeah, there. I didn't have a specific motion and expect it to be mooted if it's included in the manual.
I'll have a go at it. See what I come up with.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Very good. Okay, and if anyone else has any ideas, you can get it to Lonnie by the 12th. Okay. Is there further discussion on the policies and procedures manual? Any other items? Okay, shall we move to the next item on the agenda, the operations meeting in July? I think this was an item that I had that brought forth, and that's kind of part of, that would be part of, I think it's kind of part of the motion that we passed in terms of, let's see,
I remember it.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it was basically to get as part of the whole budgeting work toward integrating the budget process with meaningful planning and goal setting. And I specifically asked that in this whole process that finance would meet with operations at the July PNB meeting to go over some of these to discuss projects, and also it would be part of, and also it's part of the ongoing projects. Again, it goes to our role as counsel to the operations group, and but I think we can really move that into. It's all part of like providing counsel to the operations group. So, and also part of number one, which worked toward integrating the budget process with meaningful planning and goal setting, which would involve actually working with the operations group to make that happen. So, Lonnie, can I just get your take on how perhaps we could incorporate that, or that would be part of that motion?
Well, I like the idea because, you know, in the July meeting, normally it's in June, we're dealing with draft budgets. I'm certainly planning to bring forth draft budgets at that point. And it's a good idea to be going over those draft budgets at that point. So the board will want to have its first look. And then, of course, we send the final budgets in September. But normally in June, in this case we're meeting in July, the draft budgets are on the table. It would be good to go over those draft budgets. Now, the financial consideration makes me nervous because we don't have a budget to pay travel for people to come. But I do think that in that Thursday meeting, we've got the general managers there, you get the business managers there, presumably members of the finance committee could also join if they wanted to on that call. We could go over those draft budgets and how they're actually working out for people and whether the LSD, you know, are included or those bills have been included. Be happy to do that if we could just, like we did before, I think we did it that way, if we made a conference call available and those who were there already, of course, they didn't have to do that. So a lot of people are in the same place at the same time, and those that are not have joined us on our conference call.
Okay, so should we do a motion for that?
Yes, just do the motion so at least the board is aware of it.
Okay, so the motion is basically, excuse me, the motion is that the finance committee will meet with the operations group and the July PNB meeting and also conference with the finance group to discuss the
draft budgets and procedures. So that's what the task will be.
Okay.
Before.
Okay.
Well, the procedures and the budget, the draft budgets themselves.
Okay. I hear Terry typing also.
Chair, I have a question.
Sure, please.
What is the operations group? What is the finance group? Are those the staff members who?
I'm sorry.
Are those staff? What? Who are? Is that the? Those are the staff members. When you say finance group, who does that refer to?
It would be the. I would think it would be the treasurer. The treasurers too, and also. Line is staff, so Line can define who those people would be.
Well, on the conference call level, we could have anyone could join us, including the business manager. But in the room, the general managers could choose, board members could join us, as well as members of the finance committee. And we would go over these draft budgets and identify issues and identify procedures. Then we'd have until September, of course, to finalize all of that.
Would you expect to have a draft national office budget at that time?
It's always last, but I will do a preliminary draft, but we never know what our revenue is going to be until these stations have finalized their revenue. But if they finalize their revenue, which they won't, but if they got a draft on revenue, which they will, yeah, I'll have a draft national office too.
Yeah, I was wondering about that because it seems like since we always get the national budget later, it doesn't get nearly the level of attention as the local budgets do. I know I just got a first draft here at KPFA, and we'll start taking it through committees to the LSB this month. I mean, would it make sense, Lonnie, for you to draw up, to just kind of project forward the expense portion of your budget and draw up what you think it's going to take to run the national office next year, and we could at least go over that portion early, even without the revenues filled in?
I try to do it that way. But see, I don't know what I can afford on the expense side unless I know what the revenue is. And
well,
the revenue is dependent on what revenue the stations feel they can raise.
But surely you know what you need.
Well, I know what I need, but I operate on what I can afford. And it may be that if these budget numbers are looking the way this year's numbers look, we will have a problem next year. And we very well might be in cutback mode. As you all know from my reports, which I sent out for April, we're showing a $333,000 shortfall from budgeted numbers, and that has impact next year. That has impact next year in terms of what's affordable. So I'd be happy to do a draft, but it's a draft, which is to say, even though I might put something in my expense budget, I'm just not sure that in July I will be able to have any certainty that what's in there is, in fact, what's affordable. I'll do it.
Right, but, you know, at least it gives us a starting point.
Yeah, I can do that.
And we have a better idea what's in there when it gets down to brass tacks and what stuff's getting cut out.
Yeah, right now I'm not changing a thing.
Right.
Because I just...
Okay, did I hear Terry? I'm sorry, Terry, did you get the motion there?
A point of parliamentary inquiry. Is this to be a noticed meeting of the Finance Committee at which business may be conducted?
I think it's joint meeting.
Yes.
Well, I can tell you the language I have.
Okay.
Anyway. Lonnie Hicks moves that the National Finance Committee will meet with the operations group, (paren) general managers and business managers, close (paren), in a joint in-person teleconference during the July PMB meeting dates on general planning and budget issues and procedures.
Oh, the draft budget. Very important. It'll be actually,
and draft budget issues and procedures?
Yes.
Okay, did you move that line or did I? I thought I recall, but that's okay. That's fine. I don't need it. Okay. Is there further discussion? Okay. Are there? Do we need to read the motion again? Are there objections to it? Okay, I don't hear any objections to the motion, so moved. Thank you very much. Shall we move to the agenda? We're on to, what is our timing? Are we in good shape today? Oh, very good. New business is the next item on the agenda. And the first item we have there, there's only one. How can that be? Public access to station and Pacifica financial statements. Yeah, shall we have a discussion on this? I can't recall who. Terry, I believe. Right?
It may have been me.
Okay. So please.
But I think it actually started with somebody else.
Okay. Well, we're.
But my understanding of the intent was just to get a report as to what stations are doing with regard to. Posting their financial statements.
Oh, maybe, you know what, it was me. Sorry. Okay, right, because we had talked about the whole issue with what we had encountered last year where the financial statements were not posted on the Pacifica National website. And not only that, not just then, but the required statements as far as the IRS statements, they were not there. So we had... Worked with Lonnie and with Greg, and we got those posted. And so the other thing is that we had also the other stations. I know Brian had worked with and KPFA had worked with. Jane, are you there? Can you mute your phone, please? Jane. Okay. Had worked with. Michael, right, and in terms of having the financial statements available on the local on KPFA's website, so just wanted to go through a little by station, like what's there and what do you think? How do we need to make sure that we are totally in compliance in terms of accountability and transparency? So, Brian, if you could just go briefly over what KPFA has set up.
Sure. At kpfa.org. I'm going to see how easy it is to get to from. Our website, from our front page rather. It's at kpfa.org/financials. We have our budget for the fiscal year, our April profit and loss, and last year's audit. Those we've been keeping up to date. Actually, the April profit and loss is more recent than anything I've sent to the local station board yet. So,
okay, and so
built it into their schedule.
How does Michael get the information? How does our web person get the information?
It's going straight from our business office to our web person.
Okay, so it goes from the business manager to, okay. So that's how it's done, and that's what is done. Okay, so if we could just have a little report from the other stations, what do you currently have set up? Jane,
are you
out there? I guess she's not. I don't hear anyone talking. Baruti, are you there?
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear.
Okay. As far as financial statements for BAI, what do we have set up there?
Do you have what? I'm sorry?
As far as financial statements on your WDAI's website, what do you have currently set up?
I don't think we have any statements on the website. No. What's the requirement? I wasn't even aware that there's a requirement.
The requirement are that basically are the national in terms of having the information available on the national website. But the requirement that what we're trying to push for, I think the issue came up after our what we'd gone through back in November as far as having the statements available, the audit, and the other statements available on Pacifica National. That then the issue came up again with one of the criticisms of governance or process of not having information available. So, Brian,
which, by the way, the criticism has not stopped, despite the fact that we put the stuff up.
Oh, really? I'm surprised. So that's what we're trying. It's just for transparency and for accountability.
Mm-hmm.
So
right now it's not up. I mean, our website, we're basically redoing our website from the ground up. So we don't have. I'm sure that's not up there.
Are people allowed to give input to the new website, or is that something that you would like them to have up, or you could ask them to have
access
up?
If the consensus is that, you know, the easier that information is accessible, the better. I mean, I'm for it too. I don't think it's not going to take up much space at all to have it posted or to have a link to the Pacifica website. I mean, whichever we think is going to better serve the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I could support having it on our website. I don't think it would be it's not going to be a major use of our resources, so I don't see how anybody could be against it.
Okay, cool. Okay, what about Houston? Do you have anything set up? Sandra, are you there? Dave, are you there? Are you muted? Okay, I think we're
in the meantime, this is Jane. I was muted. I'm sorry, I couldn't find my button. We don't have anything at all.
So is there, do you think there would be interest in having it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Our website, we've been waiting for 3 years for promised improvements to our website. I think that would be a very nice thing. I think if we could have that, then that would imply that I would have good statements for our finance committee meetings. So by all means.
Amazing how those things kind of like tie together, huh?
Yeah.
So what do you think you need to do to make that happen?
Well, I think we need some training. Look, I think we need somebody on staff at our station that is very good with all of the we need a web, something that I'm proposing in our budget for this coming year. Right now, the general manager has worked with a consultant off and on for a couple of years to try to make some improvements, but that's not working. So I think we need an on web person. I think we need, and also I think our this manager would benefit from training in some of the financial software.
And so your business person and your, who else, and like you said, the manager also needs some training?
I think that our business manager would benefit from training in the financial software as it relates to reporting, and I think it's something like PFS or something. What is the reporting module?
Lonnie? Lonnie, are you
there?
It's Great Plains.
Is there a reporting module that's used in conjunction with Great Plains, something like PFS or something like that?
It's called FRX.
FRX?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, perhaps training in that would allow him to generating local reports that would help us in our some of those on the site. I don't know.